let me ask Jeff, should I just start playing this music? Will this make any sense if I start playing this music now?
Well, this is by sung by Holly Prather, and this is one of our great numbers. We have 12 original numbers in our new musical called Somewhere, a singing musical.
This is the Dover Players presenting Somewhere, a singing musical. Mm-hmm. It's going to be redundant for me to do that. I'll say it and people go, don't you? No. I said, well, that's what it says here. A singing musical written by Berendt, Campbell, and Royce. That's the way you put that together. It sounds like it's a very well-established trio of creators.
Well, Bill and I have actually co-authored two other musicals, and then Keith, as an assistant scoutmaster with myself in Troop 664 in North mm-hmm. Olmsted, Ohio. And I recruited him for my first musical, Eubank, 4 years ago. And Bill and I had co-written that. And then Keith said, gosh, I know how to do music. Well, can I join you? I said, sure. And so we did Eubank, and then we did Seniors, and then we did the Bicentennial, mm-hmm. and this is our fourth in our...
Keith, if you could put the microphone a little closer for you, I appreciate that. This, again, is called Somewhere, because I guess everybody's got to be somewhere, as it says here. Now, I notice on this, you've got kind of like a billboard of a sunny, kind of like a postcard, greetings from kind of a thing, and it says South Carolina, and then it's spray-painted over, and it says West Virginia. What's the connotation of all that?
Well, the great thing about this is this is a singer in the 1970s who's supposed to be an up-and-coming guy from New York, and he's booked in Charleston, South Carolina, and somehow ends up in Charleston, West Virginia, and then ends up in a town called Somewhere.
And this is, again, a musical. Tell me about some of the other characters that are in this musical.
Well, my favorite is Keith's character.
We've got Sonny. There's Sonny and Benny are brothers. Benny is kind of a thug who ended up being Randy, the performer's agent. Sonny is his brother, and Benny puts Sonny in charge of Randy while he's traveling and ends up bungling the directions and getting to the wrong city. When they get there, they end up in a bed and breakfast, which is run by Martha and her daughter Charlene.
Who just sang that song again?
Just sang that song.
And then also, and the big time singer is Adam Campbell, and who happens to be my son. He's was a theater major from Cleveland State.
Now, there's humor in this, obviously, as well, but I suppose there's some heart in it, too.
Romance, mystery, medical procedures, all kinds of stuff.
No aliens. There's usually aliens
in
something.
No aliens.
Sometimes
this time.
In the Dover theaters. Performances of different things, there's usually aliens, but no aliens in here other than people from out of state, I suppose.
Well, that's true. Well, one of the things that I asked Keith and I said, what kind of musicals do you write? I said, fun, family-friendly. It's just kind of a good time.
And what's the length of time to put this together? Again, we talked to you last year about the Bicentennial, so that was in the work. Was this kind of in the works while that was happening in your mind, or how did this all come about so quickly?
Well, Bill Royce, actually, while we were doing the Bicentennial, Bill had written a novel called Somewhere, and then we based this off his novel. Bill has some ideas for some lyrics and some songs, and we put it all together and kind of mixed it all together, and I'm the director, and so at that point, that's how we put it together.
And the Dover Players, sort of, they're known for creating their own stories, the plays, musicals as this one is. It's kind of a unique kind of a theater company.
We only do original plays and original musicals. So you'll ever see Bye Bye Birdie or West Side Story at Dover Players. You'll always see something original. And that's just because there's, you know, how many times can you see Bye Bye Birdie?
Well, I don't know. Jennifer Lopez, apparently, I was reading, apparently has been cast in a TV version of That's Going to Happen Again as well. So, you know, forever, I guess you can. But Somewhere is something very unique. Again, it's coming up November 4th through the 6th, the week of the 11th, 13th, and the 18th, and the 20th. Again, this is at North Olmsted Old Town Hall. And I guess this from this the swan song of your performances there at the Old Town Hall.
That's what they tell us. This is the last musical at the Old Town Hall in North Olmsted.
So you'll be looking for, I guess, new boards to tread on at some
point. Well, this is our fourth book in our trilogy, and so we're in the wintertime, this is what we do, and then by the summertime, we then start to get the music together, and then we have our cast of characters. Actually, of the 11 cast members this time, 7 have been in all the other productions. It's just a kind of a groupie kind of thing.
Now, when we were talking last time you came in about the bicentennial for North Olmsted, we were explaining, you were giving me some insight into how you get this music produced. Tell me a little bit about these connections, and you sort of, as you called it, outsource some of this stuff. How does that come to be, and how does it really work for a performance like this?
Well, as we get the script from Bill, we go through it. We add a lot to the script. We play with the storyline. Once we have that established,
lots of lunches at Panera.
Lots of lunches at Panera. I start putting together music and some lyrics. I usually play everything out on guitar and record it, and then we send it off to Nikki in the Netherlands.
Right. Nikki is a ghostwriter for DJs in Europe.
A ghostwriter for DJs?
Yeah, like the guys that had the jingles and all that kind of stuff, the song DJs.
Right.
Well, they don't actually write their own stuff, so Nikki's the one that actually writes their stuff for them. And so, actually, he's really big in Korea right now.
Wow.
And I'm not joking.
Okay, well, well then why are we laughing?
So he does all our instrumentation, so he applies all the musical instruments. We give him music styles to kind of focus on. And it's an exchange back and forth. It's a collaborative.
Is there anything ever lost in translation at
all?
Yes,
all the time. Big time. It's definitely. Well, we'll say something like, we want this thing to have two choruses, and all of a sudden, magically, we'll get three. Or we'll have an extra verse in there. But it's kind of fun. And then the nice part about this is that through the same program, it's called Fiverr, Fiverr.com, we were actually able to outsource the artwork this time, too. And we have a guy in the Philippines. I told him the style I wanted and what I was looking for and gave him pictures of the cast. And he did little caricatures of the cast members.
Right. Now, this you said is set in the 70s?
Yes, it is.
Well. Now, I have cut number 2 on here. Can you set this, a little bit of this performance?
Which song is this?
This is Something About Somewhere.
This one is based a little bit of John Denver-y, the feel to the song.
Okay. And, well, you are in West Virginia, after all.
We try to make all the music 70 themes. So
exactly.
Things you hear from Carly Simon,
or
Linda Ronstadt, ABBA, some disco, anything you'd probably hear in the 70s.
Okay. That's the singer-songwriter era, by the way.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
There's something about somewhere West Virginia.
This would be, I guess, the title song, if you were to call it.
That's correct.
Like that.
That's the one.
Somewhere is the new. It's a singing musical, and again, it'll be performed by the Dover Players. Gets underway November 4th and runs through the 20th. People want tickets. Now, again, how does that all work?
Well, that's the great thing about Dover Players. Everything's free. It's first come, first serve. If there's a seat, you can walk in for free. If you want reservations, it's $5.
And again, it comes, it's the North Olmsted Old Town Hall. That's at 5186 Dover Center Road, just south of Lorain. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in and sharing your
thank you very much.
Thank
your
you.
New musical with us again, and goes on through November. You have a website, doverplayers.com is a good place to also to find out details on that.
Absolutely. And we have a Facebook page and also somewherethemusical.info.
Sounds great.